Well, first of all, we'd really like to say a big thank you to all the farmers who completed the agricultural census form for us last year. Close to 100,000 farmers gave their time to share valuable insights about their businesses. And this is the information that we're using to build the latest picture of the size and value of the agricultural sector in Australia. Yeah, so the key topics covered in the agricultural census are production volumes and values for agricultural commodities and the use of land and water by agricultural businesses. Data from the agricultural census is available at statistical area level 2, and what this translates to is essentially the regional community level. Lots of great information from the survey, and what I can tell you is that the 2021 financial year was a very good year for agriculture in Australia. The total value of agricultural production was $71 billion, and that's a 17% increase on the previous year. This result was due to above average yields and record production for many broadacre crops like wheat and barley and canola. In fact, many farmers reported their crop yields being at a once in a lifetime levels, and records were broken in many regions for Australia's key commodities. Irrigated crops definitely benefited from drought-breaking rainfall and from improved seasonal conditions. The value of cotton recovered from recent lows, and they had a close to a five-fold increase from the previous year. And the value of rice increased by more than three times. Farmers also used the improved seasonal conditions and better pastures as an opportunity to rebuild their stocks. And this saw the beef herd increase by 4% to 22.1 million. The sheep flock increased by 7% to 68.1 million, and the dairy herd rose by 1% to 2.4 million head. So New South Wales had close to ideal cereal crop conditions, and this resulted in the highest gross value of agriculture and the largest increase of all states and territories, jumping 61% to 18 billion. Western Australia produced the highest tonnage of barley with 4.6 million tonnes, and also Western Australia had the largest amount of canola at 1.7 million tonnes. We found that Queensland accounts for almost half of the nation's 22 million beef herd, with 10.6 million head of cattle. New South Wales actually accounts for the largest share of Australia's sheep herd, with 25 million head of sheep and lambs, and this represents 36% of the national total.